This is episode number 2 of the podcast. We are here broadcasting from just outside of Los Angeles, California. It's April 8th, Tuesday morning, around 4:31 a.m. I don't want to talk too much. I want to keep it short and simple. Just, you know, I've been feeling like a lot's been going on, of course, with the whole COVID-19 and many other things that I could go into. But where I'm trying to go with this is excuses. Excuses are something that I've been really, really looking at in terms of myself, you know, how I'm being affected by them. And how they're holding me back. And, you know, this is a tough time for everyone. It's not just for me. Not just for the people in my family that I love most. The people that I have met outside of my family that I really come to respect and enjoy being around. But at everyone. Everyone. And I could either look at this half glass empty or half glass full. And the reality of the situation is that this is only a chapter in the beginning, for me at least. I can't say that for everyone else, but I'm saying in terms of myself. And I gotta stop looking at this like the end all be all, because it's not. And that's an excuse in and of itself, an excuse to act out, an excuse to not do this, an excuse to not do that. You know, I could go on and on and on. But I say this to say, I need to shaping up, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And this is the thinning of the herd. And for those of you who've never heard that, it means, you know, that the weak aren't going to make it. Mentally, I'm speaking, not the physically. God bless those people, but I'm speaking in I'm speaking mentally right now. The weak are not going to make it. And the strong are going to persevere. They're going to see the light of day through this. And I want to be one of those people. I don't want to feel like I came out of this thing crazy, weak, and resentful. I want to look back at this time and say, wow, I really, really, you know, I didn't fold like a cheap chair. You know, there's a quote that I always refer to, and I say it to be sort of I say it because it sounds nice. And the quote goes, "Diamonds are made under pressure." And I truly believe that. And I think up until this moment, up until this time, I didn't understand what that meant, because the first part of the quote is hard to believe or to try to grasp, because what's pressure? Pressure is when you lose your job, you have a kid, you have a mortgage, you have a wife, you have a husband, and you have responsibilities that can't be turned away from. And you know what, guys? I have none of those things. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a kid, definitely don't have a job, but that doesn't mean I don't have responsibilities to myself. And that doesn't mean I don't care for myself, or that I don't want to love myself in this time, because again, that's something else that I wanted to touch on, was if you don't have any of those things to lean back on or fall back on to worry about yourself. Seriously, take a good look. Write some shit down, read a book, because that's what I've been doing, and just take it day by day, because thinking about when this is going to end is not going to do you any favors. Again, it's not going to do you any favors, because trust me, I've been trying to figure this thing out like fucking Einstein. It's not going to solve itself just by fucking thinking about it. So, other things you could be thinking about is how to love yourself, how to treat yourself with respect, and how to keep your calm. You know? So, that's it and that's that. Thank you for listening. I always appreciate anyone who tunes in. And just remember that if you don't have anyone, you have this podcast to fall back on, because I love you guys. I really want to try to use that word more, love, because especially in a time like these where there's so little of it, I think we need to start using more of it. So thank you again, and I hope to see you soon.